Collectively, the residents of Shady Place were a diverse cross-section. Mike Johnson, Sanjay Patel, and Tommy Griffin watched the procession receding away from them. Mike wore a hairpiece. It wasn't a good one, didn't look right, but no one ever said anything, and they just accepted it for what it was. He always had a cigar on him. His doctor told him if he kept smoking them, it would kill him. But he was so used to the oral stimulation that he needed something to take its place. Instead, he chewed on a Twizzler. The rest of the pack nestled behind the cigar he couldn't smoke in his shirt pocket. "Another one bites the dust," Mike said. "He was young," Sanjay added. Everyone called him Jay. He was a diminutive little guy, easily a foot shorter than Tommy and 6 inches below Mike. He sported a lampshade mustache, finely groomed, to match the width of his lips. It was jet black and matched the neatly cropped mane on top. Tommy was the eldest. He was a former champion boxer from Alabama. His face showed the wear of years in the ring. While he still had the size of a heavyweight prize fighter, the distribution of weight had shifted from his upper body to his midsection. His voice carried a slow, southern drawl. "Paper said 6-3. Mike tested the waters on a theory. "Think there's been a few too many of them lately?" "Too many what?" Tommy asked. Mike spoke with a distinctly Philadelphia accent. He tried to curb his use of words that made it stand out, but on occasion he couldn't help himself.
"Yous know. Deaths. Too young. Seems a little fishy."
"Everyone here is older,"
Jay stated the facts as he saw them. He was always as straightforward as he could be, and since English wasn't his first language, he always strove for perfect diction. Tommy pointed to Heather's SUV as it pulled up to the house next door.
"Talk about fishy. Y'all get a load of this."
Heather's SUV came to a rest in the driveway, just next to a prominent for sale sign emboldened with a rider reading "sold" in bright red letters. Samuel Thane, who went by Sam, leaned on the front door. He was good-looking and well-groomed, young enough that he could have gone to high school with Jenny or Heather. He was slick, but just slick enough not to be off-putting to the normal Shady Place clientele. Khaki pants, collared shirt, and a nice pair of shoes were his uniform. It was too hot in Florida to wear a suit and tie. Besides, when all your customers are wearing flip-flops and shorts, why should you be the sucker in a three-piece? He knew the tricks of dealing with folks older than him. Don't be threatening, ask them questions, be excited, and always, always make them wish you were their son or grandkid instead of the shitheads they had back wherever they came from. Of course, for Jim, there was no level of slickness or non-threatening behavior that would make him like Sam. Sam was, after all, the jackass who'd convinced his Karen to move to Shady Place.
"Into the abyss," Jim grumbled as he got out of the SUV. Sam greeted him with a familiarity that made Jim cringe.
"Mr. Phillips, welcome home."
"You better have my keys, Thane."
Jim brushed past him. Sam threw his arm around Jim's shoulder.
"As cranky as ever, I see. I love this guy."
Jim threw Sam's hand off his shoulder, then shot him a dirty look. Sam returned a confident wink and led him inside. Next door, the boys tried to get a look at the new neighbor, but the realtor was obscuring him.
"Looks like another guy. Just what we need," Mike observed.
"Reckon he knows about Jerry dying there?"
Tommy asked. Mike shook his head.
"Doubt it. Thane's all about the sale." "That's another one went too early."
"Perhaps you are correct. There have been many who have passed somewhat prematurely lately."
Jay was buying in. Mike knew how to take an opening.
"Maybe you guys should tell the cops. See what they say?"
"Your phone broke?"
Tommy asked. Mike danced around the question.
Well, it's probably nothing. What do you think the new guy's story is?"
"I am to find out tomorrow. I am to give him a neighborhood tour. His name is James,"
Jay said.
"James something. I cannot remember. I have the paper at home.